Are we ready? Oh, let me go then. Without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, Chris will gonna introduce us to the MDN curriculum.
Hi. So, hello everyone. Nice to see you all. Thanks for coming. My name's Chris Mills, and I'm going to take you through a new MDN project soon to be released called the MDN Curriculum. Take you through a little bit about who I am to begin with. I describe myself as a death metal hippie. I love documentation, and I love the open web, and I love tinkering with open standards. I used to work for Mozilla for quite a while. I was the content lead and team manager for MDN, but I left and did some other stuff, and now I've come back as a contractor, and this is the current thing that I've been working on with the MDN team. Another thing to add is that I'm a heavy metal drummer, so if you want to ask me a question later on, please speak slowly. A little bit about this talk. We are going to talk about, first of all, some of the problems that myself and others perceive with front-end development in 2024, particularly in terms of education and the skills that new web developers are bringing to the table when they come and get jobs. We're also going to take you through the thoughts of how a new curriculum could solve some of these problems, and some of the research that we did to try and prove out some of our theories about this. I'll then talk to you a little bit about the actual curriculum that we came up with and kind of its structure, its approach, some of its goals. And then I'll talk to you about possible next steps, some of the things that we can then go on to do with this curriculum as a basis. Now, first of all, I'm going to talk to you about something that we're very good at in open source communities, problems and complaining. Yay, Mr. Brexit's back in the UK government. I'm so pleased. No, not those kind of problems. Really, we're talking about problems with front-end development, kind of what skills are new web developers missing when they come into the industry? What's the state of web education? What kind of effects are these problems having on, you know, the web in general and the quality of sites that we build? One thing that I've talked to quite a lot of hiring managers about, and this will also be mentioned in the research that I'll talk about later, is just lack of general core principles of new developers coming into the industry. I mean, a short anecdote that I'll share with you is a couple of years ago, a friend of mine called me into his company. He worked for a large agency at the time, and he wanted me to talk to all of his front-end teams about accessibility. Really basic accessibility, you know, just kind of use headings and paragraphs and use alt text, that kind of stuff. And I went in there and did a 20-minute talk, and I was thinking, do I really need to talk to these folks about this? And it was like a revelation to them. They were all like, whoa, so that's why you have to do this stuff? I was just blown away. I was like, I thought we'd kind of largely won this battle and moved on. It kind of blew my mind about how little they knew about this stuff. And I kind of feel that with a lot of the new developers coming into the industry, you know, they're not really learning core languages and old school standards.